Okay, shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all, there are a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and the That Sounds Fun Network, and Claritin D really works for this crew. I also realized a few years ago that I developed an allergy to dogs, so I'm thankful to have Claritin D on hand when I'm around my friends' dogs. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a running nose, itchy, watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription, y'all. Just go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. That sounds fun. That sounds fun. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I just want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you know I used to teach elementary school? Well, as a former teacher, I always think about my teacher friends at this time of year because I remember there are so many big feelings at the end of the school year and so many things to get done. All of my mom and dad friends feel it too. I know. I feel it. Why is May so busy? We've got to make sure we're leaving space to process those feelings and deal with our stress. And you know, therapy is one of my favorite ways to do that. So have you given BetterHelp a try? It's simple to get started. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. Your session can be done from right at home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. Y'all know we love a quiz. And you'll get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important too. So make some space for yourself. Get a little bit of that pressure off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. And just a reminder, the links to all of these codes and discounts are in the show notes below, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast. And we also will email them to you every Friday in the AFD Week in Review. You want to make sure you are getting that email. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, that's also in the show notes below. Today on the show, I get to talk with one of my favorite friends, Kimberly Schlappman. You probably know her from the massively popular Grammy-winning country group Little Big Town. But did you know that Kimberly also loves to cook? She has her own cooking show, a cookbook called Oh Gussie, an adorable picture book for your kids called A Dolly for Christmas. If you don't have that one on your shelf, you need to get it before the holiday season. And y'all, everything she does is just amazing. Today, as we head into Mother's Day weekend, we're talking about all the things. Of course, music, motherhood, food, raising girls, all of it. We actually talk a lot about what if you don't have the life that you want. It's really beautiful, and she has a really important point of view of that, of what she has experienced. So she is just a delight. If you don't know her, you're going to fall in love with her. She was with us in Christmas of 2020 in our Christmas party episodes. We'll link to that in the show notes as well if you want to get some more of her story. It is incredible. She has an incredible story. But here's today's conversation that you... Oh, this one just feels good. Y'all are going to love this conversation. Here's my friend Kimberly Schlappman from Little Big Town. Kimberly Schlappman, glad to have you back on That Sounds Fun.
I'm so happy to be here in person.
In person.
Last time we were on you know, Zoom or whatever, and it was COVID. It was 2020.
When Sweet Lillian, who works with me, when she gives me a page to take notes on, it always says when the person was on, and it says 2020 Christmas party. I was like, oh boy, I remember. Do you know what happened with that episode? Have I ever told you this?
Yeah.
That your recording didn't end up on the machine?
Yes.
Hey, it was the last time I've ever been in charge of hitting record myself. And when I tell you, Jesus rescued your voice and your story, because your story was so important.
Aww.
It is so important. But that day you were saying, you said some things that have impacted people. Mm. I mean, people talk about your episode to us a lot. Aww. And I thought, Lord, the enemy's trying to steal what you would do. And don't let me be in charge of technology.
Wow, and y'all got it back.
When I tell you, we sent it to our editor at the time, Chad, and he was like, yours is the only voice on here. And I'm like, oh my gosh. He just kept trying and he found somehow. I mean, somehow.
It was
bless
a miracle.
God
yeah,
in the sanctuary.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes. Miraculous.
Yes.
But so it is. So we had you at Christmas now. Mother's Day.
Yay.
Happy
Yay.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, so because it's our 10th year of the podcast, we are starting the show with, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you right now. What are you doing for fun?
Okay, what sounds fun to me as spring yes. is here, what I love more than anything is setting a table
yeah.
on the deck or in the backyard with the string lights hanging on top.
Yeah.
And it's a long table, but it's not too long so that everybody can hear every conversation. And maybe we're celebrating something or it's somebody's birthday or somebody gets engaged or had a baby or something. And I just so envision it. I was thinking about this. I actually fell asleep thinking about this
oh,
last night, about
oh my
all
gosh.
My little details. And I would have mix match vintage plates and yeah. linens and glasses and candles down the middle of the table. And we'd be laughing and nobody would want to get up and leave.
Yeah.
And then we'd start telling stories. And I mean, that is how, whether it's with family
that's
or friends.
That's like a taste of heaven right there.
That is.
That's a taste of heaven.
Eric Paslay wrote that song, The Countryside of Heaven.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, yeah, to me, that's the countryside of heaven.
When you talk about that and you can picture that, did you grow up always having like, you can see what isn't there? You can see how to build something beautiful? Is that natural for you?
I don't know that that's natural to me. That may be the most vivid account I have of what sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
As I was laying in yeah. bed last night, I was thinking, I have a lot of things that sound so fun to me,
yeah.
but I was thinking, if I have to pick one, this is going to be it. So let yeah. me just think that through.
Yeah.
And it came very vividly.
It's really beautiful. I was also thinking about you yesterday, knowing you were coming in, and I thought, if ever a person that is springtime as a person, I think it is you. Like, I don't know that there's another person built for take us from darkness to light, take us from cold to warm, take us from
aww.
Like, longer days. You feel like a gift of longer days. And I mean, I feel that in your cookbook. I feel that in your kids' book and what we experience of you. Tell me what you experience in the spring. Tell me what it's like this season for you.
I love the spring.
Yeah.
I really have great affinity for like the fall and the winter. I love sweaters. I love hot chocolate and all that stuff and Christmas. But when spring comes, it's like we get, whether we do or not, it feels like we get a new start.
Yeah.
And things are blooming and that means new beginnings, not only that we can see, but that we can feel. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I feel like also people are lifted up. People who don't do well in the colder gray months, you know, they
yes.
get revived.
Yes.
And we get to be in the yard and we get to play in the yard and my girls get to run and jump on the trampoline and my husband's always pulling weeds. And
yeah.
we just spend more time together when it's springtime. And then I just am so in love with flowers and fresh flowers and trees, and I love to watch them bloom. And in our yard, we've been there like 18 years, so
yeah,
I know what's going to bloom
wow.
first and what's going to bloom second and what's
right.
going to make a mess on the deck
right.
and all that stuff.
18 years. I mean, you write about in Augustie,
yeah.
you write about when y'all found the house the first time you drove up the driveway.
Oh, yeah. We
18
knew.
18 years ago.
Yeah. And
wow.
that it's just become home, and we've done a lot to it, and we've remodeled it, and we've added on, you know, to it, and it's just home for us.
Yeah.
I don't think it won't be our forever home. I think
yeah.
our forever home will be close to our family in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But it's home, and we've raised our girls there. And when we do leave, it's going to be it's going to be awful.
Remind me what part of Georgia y'all are from.
Cornelia.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Burton.
Lake Burton.
Yes. I grew up going to Lake Burton. Listen, my papa had a house on Lake Burton, like one of the first
yes.
houses.
Yeah.
And he sold that thing for $10,000 when I was a kid.
No.
And now I'm like, oh, Lord, Papa, that's the worst thing you ever did to us.
Our next door neighbors are from Cornelia. I mean, I grew up,
really?
Yeah, the Hardy family.
The Hardy. Was
yeah.
it Timmy Hardy? Because Timmy Hardy and I were prom queen and king. Sixth grade.
Okay, so there was Tommy, Andy, and Jenny were the three who lived next door to us.
Okay,
hey to my neighbors. I hope they, I don't know if they listen to the podcast, but hey, Tommy and Andy and Timmy.
Yeah, I don't think Timmy was part of that crowd. Yeah, Timmy Hardy.
I bet they were maybe all cousins or something. I mean, if they're all Cornelia and they're all the Hardys,
they
what
have
are the
to
chances?
Be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Diane Hardy. Yes. And Warren Hardy.
Yes, that's she exactly
was my
them.
She was my math teacher.
Yes, for sure she was.
Yes, she was my math teacher. And her husband was such a doll and
so
kind.
And he's still our next door neighbor. And the kids come up all the time. The kids. Mr. I mean, they all have
Hardy.
A gazillion kids. But yeah,
give
I
Mr.
still
Hardy.
Call him Mr. Me Hardy, too.
Me, too. Give Mr. Hardy a hug for me. That is crazy.
That is so funny. Yeah, Cornelia. Listen, nothing says summer to me like that corner of Georgia.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just give me the bowl of peanuts. Give me the, like, sitting, getting a sunburn, getting seasick from being on the floating dock.
Yes, like, homemade ice cream.
Oh, take me into Clayton. I mean,
Clayton.
Right.
I love Clayton. I love it. Clayton. That
whole
area.
That is,
like,
the very... Yeah, there is something about it. Maybe I think this is true for a lot of people. I was talking to a friend of mine who feels this way about the lakes in Michigan, and he just said, this is summer for me. And I was like, oh, I wonder if everyone has like the place you grew up having this like, oh yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, we went to all the lakes up in there.
Yeah.
I grew up, I learned to ski on Lake Rayburn.
Yeah.
Rayburn.
Yeah,
you know,
Rayburn.
That's how we say it. That's not how you spell it, but that's how you say it. And we now have a little place on Lake Hartwell.
Okay.
And it's on the South Carolina side, but it's barely on the South Carolina side. But we love it.
What
down
a
there.
Good corner of the world.
Oh, love it.
People just don't even know.
No, it's a treasure.
Okay, so you and I are going to talk today about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, obviously, also the Hardys, but also Mother's Day. Will you start with, I'm not a mom. I have never birthed a child. I'm doing a lot of mothering in my life.
You are, and you have the mini BFFs,
yes,
and you're a mother figure to them, and it's precious.
It's
and now
sweetest.
You have a podcast.
I know, it's the sweetest.
It's wonderful.
It is so fun. There are some of our friends listening who... Mother's Day brings a lot of grief. Maybe they've lost their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they are out of relationship with their family. Mm. Maybe they thought they'd be a mom by now and they're not.
Yeah.
How do you come up to holidays like a Mother's Day in your history or even now that might bring feelings of both and or might bring pain as well as you're supposed to celebrate? But
yeah, I'll tell you, I spent so many years desperately wanting to be a mama and trying to be a mama and just disappointment year after year after year. I know that pain, and it is deep and real, and it permeates you. And when you have to celebrate, when you're deep in that despair of trying everything humanly possible to have a baby and you don't have one yet, or you lost one on the way, it's hard to celebrate something that means the greatest thing in life that you want, like being a mama.
Yeah.
I went through so many years of that. And I have beautiful women in my family. And I've been an aunt forever and ever.
Yeah.
And so I've always had a reason to celebrate mamas. But also deep in my heart for so many years, it was the both and because it made me sad. So I know for people out there right now wanting it so desperately, I know how it feels. And my life might look glamorous in some ways, but the pain is the same. Mm-hmm. And I feel all the feelings that people go through when they are experiencing that. And on the other side, like, of my mama, I still have her in my life, thank God, but she has Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And it has taken such a desperate toll on her that, there will be a day when we won't be able to celebrate her in person, on Mother's Day. And that's really, as holidays like that come up, that becomes just super, super real to me. But on the other side of it, the fact that God has given me the gift of being a mama, which is really all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, I am overjoyed. And there aren't words to describe how being a mama makes me feel.
Yeah.
Mama is my favorite word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything to me.
I mean, and both those girls, I watched you on Instagram baking a cake a couple of weeks ago, and they were both in there with you. And I was like, this is the most hilarious chaos in the whole world. I love it so much.
It's chaos.
It's amazing.
It's chaos.
But they're lovely.
They're so precious. They're wonderful. My 16-year-old was just Cinderella.
Oh my gosh.
In a musical that she was in. And it was just so fun. And then my little one, Dolly, is so spunky and so precious and so sweet and a firecracker, all of that rolled together.
Yeah.
And they're both, I mean, they just light up our lives. They're just our greatest gift.
Will you talk a little bit about, I mean, I told you this before we started, but when we surveyed our audience a couple of months ago, we found out that 9% of our audience is stay-at-home parents. So that means 91%
holy cow,
of my audience, of our friends listening, are working, and we think about half of our audience is parents.
Yeah.
So that means half of our audience is a working mama like you.
Yeah.
How do you balance the little big town, which we'll talk about, 25 years of
crazy,
being in this incredibly successful and so fun to listen to group.
Thank you.
And so there's a calling there from God. There is a calling to be a wife and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance all of that? How do you do this career while you're raising your kids?
You know, it's an experiment all along the way. It always has been. And I'm a working mama, just like working mamas who work at a corporation or Walmart or whatever and go home and try to fix supper and try to do some laundry and get the kids in bed and love on them as best I can. And I do have help. And so that, like, I have an assistant who helps me with things like, she helps me sometimes with the kids, or sometimes she just keeps my plates in the air spinning so they don't all crash.
Yes.
I'm sure you can identify.
I have to say, me too.
But I think we are a very, very normal family. Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to all gather around the supper table and hear the stories from the day and say a prayer before we eat together and hold hands. And some dinners are so much fun and peaceful, and some are utter chaos. And, you know, somebody runs off crying or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just real life.
Yeah.
And how do I balance it? Well, we do, Little Big Town does have a team around us that helps us do things, but I liked being a mama. I like to do the work of a mama, and so I want to do as much of it as I can. Mm-hmm. I take them on the road with me as much as I can.
Were you the first to have kids?
Yes.
Okay.
And remember when I walked down your hallway a while ago and I saw your noisemaker?
Yeah.
Okay. You have these adorable little noisemakers. I have so many of those in my life. When I was pregnant with Daisy, well, first of all, I thought I couldn't get pregnant, and we got pregnant on our honeymoon, which is just a miracle. I've already told you that story. But so, I was the first one to have a baby on the road. And so I bought everybody pacifiers for my baby, and I bought everybody noisemakers for their bunk.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my baby is going to be waking you up in the middle of the night. I'm sorry. But and the band was just amazing. And then after that, Philip brought his baby on the road. And then Karen and Jimmy brought their baby on the road. And and it's just normal to those kids. They that life is so normal to them. But yes, I was the first. And so it was experimental the whole way. It was like, how are we going to do this? Well, I don't know. We were all on a bus together. And my husband, who's an incredible woodworker, he made this insert for one of the bunks for Dolly to sleep in.
Oh, wow. Like a crib.
Like a crib insert that had a tiny little space for her to lay. And he padded it all out. And
so smart.
I know.
Brilliant.
But so everybody just chipped in. And Jimmy and Karen and Philip were so good to Daisy as a baby, and just picking her up and holding her and carrying her and, you know, helping poke a bottle in the mouth and all the things.
Yeah. I think people, well, I'll say I didn't know till I lived here and around y'all who do this as your job, that when you are on the road, it's part of your job. But when you're home, you have job. I mean, you're here today.
Yeah.
Like, y'all work when you're home, too.
Yeah.
And so there is this, like, it's not like you're sitting home all day.
Nope.
You're like, I'm either on the road or I'm at my house gardening.
No,
it's not like that.
I'm not.
It's not like that. Y'all are writing and recording and being in podcasts and radio and all sorts of stuff.
For the first few months of this year, we've been working on a new record. We haven't been on the road.
Yes. When do we get the new record? So the world will know
we'll
that
talk
at
about
some
that
point.
Yes, later.
At some point, yes.
Sometime. So we do work. Yeah, people, it's funny. I have this sweet neighbor lady, and she's like, y'all are off. And I'm like, well, we're not, there's not a date on the calendar where there's a show, but nope, we're not off. We're almost always working, just like all moms and dads do.
That's right.
And just because we love being parents and and we also, I love doing podcasts and I want to do things like this and I want to work on a book when I can and all that. So
it's always funny to me when people are like, oh, you're writing another book? And I'm like, yeah, you go to work every day, right? I'm like, don't you expect all of us to go to work every day?
Yes, that's like, right. Yeah.
Like a doctor, is it like, oh, you're doing another surgery? What? I'm like, no, yeah, that's your job. I bet you are going to continue doing surgeries. Just like, y'all will continue making albums and books, and I'll continue making podcasts and books. And so I think it is one of the funnier questions because I think there is this, when you don't live, when your community doesn't look like ours does and people are on the road all the time, you don't, I just didn't know until I lived here. How wild that, and the parenting, the unique parenting situation y'all have, because you know, if y'all are on a tour and the girls aren't out with you, you're gonna miss stuff.
Oh yeah. And we tried that. We tried that when my older daughter Daisy was in kindergarten. We put her in a local school for kindergarten because my husband and I were both public school kids. My mother was a teacher, and so it was important to us to do that.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't.
Yeah.
But so we did it for a year of kindergarten, and all of us were miserable. I was miserable. Wow. My husband was miserable. Daisy was miserable. It would just did not work. So then we decided, well, let's try homeschooling. And then we experimented around with the right homeschool, and then we got Daisy into a an online homeschool, which that was the dream.
Wow.
And so she did that for years and years. Yeah. And as long as we had Wi-Fi, she could do school because she could get online and see the teacher and all that. And she made, what was amazing about that is she made friends on that online homeschool that would then come to shows.
Oh, of
like,
course.
They lived in Chicago and they would come to the show in Chicago, or they lived in St. Pete and they would show.
That's
them. So it was
cool.
So fun. So she's got these friends sprinkled all over the country that she made on that online school that she actually gets to see sometimes at shows.
Oh, that's really neat.
But now both girls are in a school that allows them to travel, which is even more amazing for us. So they, you know, as long as they keep up with their work, especially Daisy because she's older, it's fine that they can travel.
One of the things that you're modeling that my parents did too is was like, what works for each kid is what matters.
Yes.
And so I was public school almost all the way through, and I did a last 2 years of private school. My middle sister was mostly private school. My youngest sister did homeschool and private school. You know, so my parents just went like, what does this kid need?
That's so wonderful.
I think that's so honorable that they kind of were able to say, okay, this is what this kid needs. What do we need to do to help this kid that needs this specific thing? And y'all are doing the same where you're like, we tried this.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. So we tried this, and here's what works for our family.
Yes. This is working so far. And when we decided, it was just, we just decided for Daisy, who was a little social butterfly, that it was time for her to have a friend group at school and best friends, school friends and stuff like that. So that's when we found the school that works so far, really just perfect for us.
So when she's doing like Cinderella, is that through like a local acting or like a...
Through the school.
Through the school. Yeah. Oh, the school that even offers... Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is really fun.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, Mosh. Okay, I'm over here trying to be a protein queen. You know this. So I love when I find a snack that has like good protein in it and it is easy to keep with me on the go. And that is Mosh bars. But get this, they also exist to support brain health. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, with a simple mission to create a conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. They have six delicious flavors. Each Mosh bar has 12 grams of protein, you guys, and it's made with ingredients that support brain health. Plus, Mosh donates a portion of all the proceeds from your order to fund gender-based brain health research through the women's Alzheimer's movement. If you want to find ways to give back to others and fuel your body, protein queen, and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to moshlife.com/TSF, like that sounds fun, and you'll save 20% off plus free shipping on either the bestsellers trial pack or the new plant-based trial pack. Let's go. That's 20% off plus free shipping on either the bestsellers or the plant-based trial pack at moshlife.com/TSF. Thank you, Mosh, for sponsoring this episode. Y'all, I never knew how much I'd love custom hair care until I tried it, and now I cannot go back. Pros truly has changed my hair game. We all know your hair can sway your mood for the day, and ever since I switched to a custom hair routine with Pros, I've noticed so many benefits, healthier hair being one of them. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation. Y'all know we love a quiz. And they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours, or mine. Take my custom shampoo and conditioner, for example. They were formulated to make my hair shiny and hydrated, and they deliver. Y'all compliment my hair all the time, and I'm telling you, it is Pros. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, and they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off, 50, at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, you guys, can we talk about Thrive Market, y'all? I love doing my grocery shopping with Thrive Market and picking out all my favorite things on their website, and then it just shows up at my door. It is so easy. Plus, I typically save almost 30% on every order, which is amazing. They have some of my favorite snacks and sauces, looking at you, Primal Kitchen, and protein shakes. The OWYN brand are my current faves. They're cookies and cream. Oh, y'all, it is so good. I love that Thrive Market only allows trusted, top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000+ harmful ingredients like artificial flavors and high fructose corn syrup and more. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. And when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give. It's awesome. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. For 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's awesome. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, now back to our conversation with Kimberly. That sounds fun. When you cross bridges, like, We're on the Today Show, and therefore I'm missing moms and muffins.
Yes, and it happens a
I'm
lot.
I'm sure it happens. Oh, I and hate so, it. I mean, so many of our my friends, when I used to teach school, my neighbor teachers would miss stuff at their kids' school.
Yeah.
So are kids okay when that happens? What do you do? Do you have to make up for it? Do you apologize? Do you talk more about what you're called to do? Like, what's the move when something like that happens?
I think that there's disappointment.
Yeah.
I think that it's just the way it is. And I know that Daisy used to be disappointed when I'd have to miss something. And she would say, why don't you just call Bobby and tell him you can't come to that show because I need you to come to school for my art class or whatever.
Right.
Bobby was our tour manager at the time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I would explain and, you know, mommy's only going to be gone for a couple of days and I'll be back and we'll do this. And as she has grown up, she totally gets it now. But now Dolly, now I have to kind of explain to Dolly.
Yeah.
But eventually, well, I think even when they're little, I think they get it.
Yeah.
But there is disappointment.
Yeah
there's
course.
Disappointment for me.
Yes.
I don't want to miss things like that. Mm-hmm. And when something is super important to the four of us in Little Big Town, we'll block on the calendar. We'll be like, like when it was time for Daisy's Cinderella performance, I was like, can't do it.
And
so like if we have a family member getting married or something, Philip has a block for a family member getting married in a couple of months.
Yeah.
We're not going to do a show because those things are very important to us. Our family, we keep that in high priority. And
I mean, 25 years of Little Big Town. How do y'all still get along? How does that work? I mean, is it, have y'all just learned each other so well?
Oh, we know each other so well.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, what people don't really believe about us is that most of the time we get along.
Yeah.
Like, we rarely ever have discord. We don't agree on everything.
Sure.
But also, as we've grown and realized, we have four completely different personalities, which I think has also been a key.
Yeah.
Like, there's not...
It helps.
It helps,
Interesting, yeah.
And I think that we've just learned our role in the band, you know? Karen loves the business, and so she loves to get in on all the business details and stuff. Uh-huh. I don't. The boys don't. We had so rather not. So everybody's kind of got their own role, and we're so comfortable with that now.
Yeah.
And we do know each other like the back of our hands. Karen and I can talk through our eyes with no words at all. Like, we can carry on a conversation. The boys are always like, what are y'all saying?
Yeah.
But I think also we were just blessed with the Lord putting the four of us together. I think there was just something special about our bond.
Yes.
We've been through a lot together. Yeah. Also, we've been through the lowest of lows and the highest of highs. Mm-hmm. And we've mostly always been together when those very lows and very highs have happened. And I think over our journey together, it just bonds us more and more and more and more and more together.
I feel this. So I've been doing this podcast for 10 years. This has been my full-time job for 12 years. I feel a tension between doing what I've always done and innovating and doing new things. Because part of me is a dinosaur and I want to do what we've always done.
Yes.
And I just want it to keep working.
Yep.
And the other part of me is like, what if we build a spaceship? You know, like the other part of me is like totally different.
Yes.
When there's four of you and a career has to journey and change, mm-hmm. I just have to wrestle with myself when I'm trying to fall asleep. Yes. And in the long run, everyone, for better or for worse, everyone else just kind of has to respond to my decisions.
Yeah.
Though I try to take in wisdom. When there's four of you that are shaping a career, how do you deal with the dinosaurs and the astronauts? Like, how do you deal with the pull of both of those? Do you feel that, or am I making that up?
No. That's a thing,
okay.
Definitely. But I think also we're all usually in one accord as we go, like, hey, let's try this. Let's try this kind of project, this new thing that we've been doing the last 4 months. Let's do it. And for the most part, we're all like, yeah, let's do it. Now, when it gets into the nitty-gritty of that particular journey or highway of the journey, then inside there we might go, I don't know about that. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Or that wouldn't work at all. You know, there's more discussion and things to work out in the middle of it, but almost always we're all like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, let's do that.
Wow.
And then when we get in it in the details, that's when sometimes we're like, okay, but how's this going to work out? And I'd rather do this. But one thing we decided long ago is that for the four of us, if one of us feels uncomfortable with something, we're not going forward with
it. Oh, one and done. It only takes one person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If one person feels strongly about something, we hear that. And we're like, well, if your gut is so strong about that, we got to listen to that.
And has it proved right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I think that's really interesting. There are some other groups that I know and some other friends that are in multiple people in groups in Christian music and in country music. And it gives so much power to the one.
Yeah.
And shows so much humility from the others.
Because
you're like, well, that means one person can go, I don't play Boston. I do not play Boston. And y'all don't get to go to Boston. Right?
I guess it's
amazing.
Unless we'd be like, okay, let's talk about, why don't you want to go to Boston?
What is it about Boston?
Have you heard how great this is? Or,
right.
You know, we might try
to
twist an arm.
That's right.
But, yeah.
I think it's a really beautiful compromise-y thing.
Yeah.
And I have to, in my job as the only little big town person, I'm the only little big town, I have to chase humility a little differently, or I end up just being Devil Wears Prada. I'm like, bring me this and bring me that, and this is what we're doing. And so it just, I miss the rub of other humans having the same call and us running after the same thing.
Yeah. That's true. But yet what you do is, brilliant. And you've surrounded yourself with people who do sharpen you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are smart and brilliant and they know you so well. And I think you've surrounded yourself, obviously. I mean, you're hugely successful and it's because of the people that are around. Same with us. Yeah, there's us four. But we make sure that the people around us have our best interest at heart and give us good advice and don't just say yes when we throw out a stupid
idea. Man, don't you hate when people just say yes?
I can't stand it.
Now, if I say, can we try something and people go, no, we can't try, I'm pretty much going to throw you out the window. Yeah. But I don't want people just to go, okay, well, Annie said we're going to paint everything purple, so it's purple. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Do y'all like purple? Do you totally. Think purple's right? Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
So I'm the same way.
And another thing I thought about a minute ago is that in the beginning, well, we were driving ourselves around in a van, a minivan, the good four gravy. Of us.
And did you have a tour manager at that time?
No.
No.
No one. We started with just the four of us. We had an agent and a manager. And they would get us gigs and we would rent a minivan and we would drive ourselves to Kingdom
good
Come.
Gravy.
And then we moved up. Some shows we did in a 15-passenger van, uh-huh. and we'd have someone come along with us to help drive. But one time we were on one of those longer drives in the 15-passenger, uh-huh. where it's a very beginning, where I think we were going to open up for Dwight Yoakam in Michigan.
Wow.
Yes. And we were in this van together, and Karen had a yellow legal pad, or somebody did, and she's the best.
It feels like Karen.
Yeah, it feels, feels like Karen. Yeah. Yeah. And so we were like, okay, let's make some ground rules. This was literally in 1999.
Wow.
And we were like, okay, let's make some ground rules. And so we started writing things out, like you said. Like, what if one person has a huge gut check?
Yeah.
Okay, then we won't go forward with
yeah.
it. And those things we have kept.
They are still
They're true. Still there. Wow. They're still true. And that's another secret. If there's a band that's about to start out right now, I can't more highly recommend that. Mm. That you sit down and think really carefully through, how could this go? How will this go if we are successful?
Yeah.
And then don't sway from it.
Yeah. Shelley Giglio, Louis's wife, they run so much ministry stuff. She says, we often plan for failure. We don't plan for success.
She's
like, you need to ask, if this goes well, then what?
Because
that's where, she said, that's where people really get in trouble, is they've planned for, if this doesn't go well, I'll call my dad and he'll help me pay back everybody I hired. And if this doesn't go well, I'll find another job. And they're like, oh, if this does go well and people recognize me at a restaurant, then what? If this does go well and I start getting offers to do something outside of the group I'm in, then what? I mean, that has saved me to picture the both sides of that
question.
Both
sides, yeah, because you never know. I mean, we all have huge dreams, but you never know which dream's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, which
do you still, 25 years in, do y'all have dreams that haven't happened yet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We want to be on Saturday Night Live
bad. I want you to be on Saturday Night Live so bad.
That's one. We used to have Sesame Street as a dream. But
yeah.
We did that.
Succeeded.
We did it. But so Saturday Night Live, and the other thing we're working on this year is a big dream.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's, good Lord willing, going to come to fruition.
Yes.
And I mean, just making it 25 years, mm-hmm. when we wrote those rules down on that legal pad, we didn't think about 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought, oh, hopefully we're going to make it and we're going to make it.
Yeah.
We didn't know what making it really meant back then.
Yes.
And if someone had said, you think we'll be together in 25 years, we would have burst out laughing. I mean, we couldn't even think that
far
ahead.
Can't even picture it.
No.
Yeah. No. Do you get tired of singing like Boondocks? Are you tired of singing those songs?
No.
I'm not either. When I'm in your audience and I'm singing, I'm like, I'm not tired of singing Boondocks, but I'm not singing it every night. And you're singing it every night.
That's so sweet. That's why we're not tired of it.
Okay.
Because
we aren't either.
It becomes an anthem, especially that song. It becomes an anthem for the fans. And we love doing that together. We feed so much off of people who are in the audience.
Uh-huh.
Like on songs like Boondocks or Better Man or Girl Crush.
Oh,
and
Better Man.
Better Man. I mean, when you see people like, oh, they're so mad. Or you see people weeping. And sometimes you see men raising their fists, which it works for men too. And I mean,
why not?
Yeah. And daddies, people's daddies, you know, they wish we're better men and all this. So we thrive off of the interaction, and we really read our crowds. Like if we have a song that we're crazy about that we just think this is the cat's meow, this can be amazing, and we get like the golf clap, we're like,
take it out of the set list.
We're not going to do that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to listen. But I think, we're not tired of them.
Yeah.
And Boondocks, we have such an affinity for that song. It's like a firstborn.
Yes.
And
was that y'all's first big hit?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, it was only a number 9 on the charts.
What?
Yes. It was only a number nine. But
who cares?
It's last hit. Yes. And it's one of the top recurrents.
Number nine.
Yeah, isn't that
not
crazy?
Not my heart. It went way higher in my heart.
Me too.
It went way higher in the songs I know every word of. So don't worry.
Yeah,
that is really funny.
Yeah, we don't get tired of singing those because of who we see when we're out there and what it means to those people.
And so this summer, people can see y'all out with George Strait and Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. And then will y'all have some of your own shows that aren't, or is that your whole summer?
That's our whole summer. But then in the fall, we're going out with Sugarland.
I saw that?
Yes.
I could not believe it.
It's
how did
so
you talk Sugarland into getting back together?
Well,
only the power of Little Big Town could get Sugarland back together.
And our manager is very persuasive. Yeah. And he talked him into, I mean, he threw the idea out, do y'all feel like getting back together for a tour with Little Big Town? And they said yes.
I cannot wait to see that show.
You have to come.
I mean, I am.
Whenever you want to come, just tell me.
Well, you're very kind. I will buy a ticket and just be there. I mean, what an absolute treat to get to see all of y'all together.
It's going
to
be so much fun. Yeah. And we recorded a song together just like a month ago.
Fun.
And did it on the CMT Awards. And, and it was so much fun to just be back together because we have toured with them at least twice in the past.
Yeah.
And we always made music together. Like, they would say, hey, you want to do a song tonight together? And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
And we would get in the dressing room and work it up and sing it that night.
Oh my gosh.
So we've made music together for a long time.
Yeah, and talented.
Well.
That is incredible.
We have to work hard.
Yeah. Hey, me too. I know. Okay, y'all, a question I get a lot, especially around our Let's Read the Gospels podcast and at live events during Q&As, is about my personal Bible. I've had it since I was a freshman in high school, a Christmas gift from my parents. It is honestly my favorite possession that I own. It's an NIV Quest Study Bible. I love the question and answers it features along the edges. It gives me so much space to be curious. And in fact, it's the only question and answer Bible. They highlight the top 100 questions that have been asked by readers. Isn't that cool? It legit always meets me in my curiosity, creates more curiosity in me, and it gives me some space around the edges to write other questions and other thoughts I might have, to mark some dates and important moments that are helpful for me. There are over 7,000 notes, 350 articles included in the Quest Study Bible as well. It also has reading plans, charts, timelines, maps, book introductions, a dictionary, and a concordance. I am telling y'all, it is a fun Bible. It is available in both regular size and personal size, and there are editions for teens and kids too. If you're looking for a Bible or looking to gift a Bible this summer, this is the one. You can go to amazon.com/Quest Study Bible, check out all the options, and then use the promo code 10SOUNDSFUN for 10% off all Quest Study Bibles on Amazon. That's amazon.com/Quest Study Bible and use the code 10SOUNDSFUN to get 10% off all the Quest Study Bibles on Amazon.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And now let's finish up our conversation with Kimberly. I was talking with a Christian group a couple of months ago, and they were kind of going out as headliners for the first time. Oh. And so we were talking through, here's who you've opened for, here's who you've traveled with, what have you learned? Mm. I would love to know, what's one of the things, when y'all are headlining, what are some of the things, what's one of the big things you've learned from when you're an opener that you take into headlining that you want to make sure, I want to make sure our camp experiences this because we experience that.
Okay. good dressing rooms.
Oh, yeah? That's
good dressing rooms. That's so important because we have spent so many, not that it was anyone's fault, but we've spent so many times crammed in a tiny little space. The four of us are in there. There's no bathroom and there you can hardly even, you have to go somewhere else to change. And
yes.
So stuff like that's really important to us.
Okay.
What you want in your dressing room is really important to us. What you get paid is important to us because, you know, it's only right to pay you what you're worth
that's
and not
right.
try to nickel and dime you. And I do have to admit that we've had some really great openers.
Yeah.
Did you know Chris Stapleton opened for us?
No, really?
Yes.
That's
Zach
awesome.
Brown Band opened for us.
Oh, wow.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had really fun openers who have then just gone on to explode.
Yeah.
But it is very important that also, our crew is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're so kind. They take care of people.
How many do y'all take out?
Like around 30.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number, but like around 30.
That is unbelievable.
Dear
everyone listening, that means they provide for 30 families. That is 30 families.
Yeah,
y'all are helping meet all their needs. That is incredible.
It's
that's
a
amazing.
Lot. It comes with pressure.
I was about to say that's a lot
yeah,
of pressure.
Yeah, it comes with pressure.
Yeah.
And we respect their families also.
Yeah.
We have our families, but we're not the only families.
Yeah.
You know, we have band guys who have babies at home and crew guys who have babies at home. And so it's important that we take care of them.
One of my longest term pals in Nashville, Evan, plays for you.
Evan,
and
yes,
I
love Evan.
And y'all take care of your band and crew so beautifully and financially and also experientially.
Yeah, we want to.
Yeah.
We really make an effort because we want them to feel loved and feel how valued they are to us, how valuable they are to us.
I have such a, it's so important to me that environment where people work is something the boss thinks about. Because I'm like,
yes.
If my people don't, we had a lunch yesterday and three of our women on staff are pregnant.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said to everyone, I was like, listen, if your private life is not flourishing, then something is wrong here too. Like, if we haven't made a place where your private life, where your like outside of work life is healthy, and then we're not doing a good job here at the office. So when I see people getting pregnant and dating people, I'm like that means
amazing.
The environment is right for growth. That's what we want. We want growth.
That's
and so,
so
I feel
good.
Like y'all on the road. I mean, I have friends that are out with you, and it is. You do the same. You offer people, and this was true when I had a classroom. This is true in your home.
Yeah.
Of like, how do we build an environment where people can flourish?
Yes.
We can't control everything, and I'm not a perfect boss, friend, employer, or anything. But if we can build if we can build a place where people flourish,
that's so true.
It matters,
and that reminds
it's what mamas
me.
Do.
That's what, yeah. And that reminds me. Another very important thing to us is what people eat on our tour. Not what they eat. What's provided for them to eat? Because when you have to spend weeks on end eating deli.
Yes.
Sandwiches.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with a deli sandwich,
but
when you have every single day or in every meal and all that, it wears on you.
Yeah.
And so we have found that for morale, it's better if we bring out catering with us and we provide really good meals for everybody and healthy meals and good choices. And I mean, not that we don't have fried chicken, but good choices for whether you're a vegetarian or you're
That's
a good
generous.
Southern eater.
Yeah.
And you know that all also comes into account on budget. So it's like we have to make these decisions. And of course, we can make a lot more money if we just had ham sandwiches.
That's right.
But
that's
not okay.
And you won't last 25 years.
No. No.
Yep.
And you won't have a group of people working around you that you trust to speak for you.
That's right.
To like they are our first line of I don't want to say defense, but they're the our crew are the people that people first see, like at a venue.
That's right. They're your first line of reputation.
Yes,
or something.
That's much better. Yes. Yeah. And they represent us so well. Mm-hmm. And that means so much to us.
And it's because they feel loved, seen, cared for. Yeah. When we go out on the road, you know, I only do 3 weeks
at a
time.
I want to come.
It's not a real, it's not as intense a tour as what y'all are doing. But our rule is Sunday nights on the bus, we can have bad after show food.
Oh,
we can eat
yes.
gross on Sunday nights. But every other night, because I want everyone to get up the next morning and feel okay.
Yeah.
I want us to like,
yes.
I want people getting home healthier than when they left.
Oh, that's so good.
Because, well, you know, at Christmas time, everybody's home. Yeah. Right? Unless they're doing a Christmas tour. Everybody's home. Yeah. So all these, particularly guys, would come off the road and I'd be like, did you just, were you in a fight for 4 months? What have you been doing? Like, you look like rode hard and put up wet, as they say. And so much of it is that they're on tour not taking care of themselves emotionally, spiritually, or physically.
Yes.
And so I was like, well, this is what I'll learn from watching these men come home. Like, they've come home for more, and they have not. They've only come home from tour.
Right.
But, you know, like, when people go out with me, I want them to feel healthy.
That's so good, and so, Annie.
But it's because y'all model stuff. I watch Lady A do that. I watch y'all do that. I watch a lot of the Christian artists do that.
And
it matters to me that they're also your first line of reputation when you're home.
That's
hey, you're not going to want to go out with Annie
Downs.
Right. If you go on the road with Annie Downs, you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
And she's kind of a tyrant. And if we weren't on mics, we could talk about artists and people say that about
them.
They pay okay, but they're not fun to be with.
Yeah.
And they make you work 24/7. I don't want to be like that.
You are speaking our language. It's exactly how we feel.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to take care of our people. My daddy, I grew up with a chip on my shoulder because my daddy worked himself half to death, and he was not appreciated, and so I've always, that's been so important to me always. He wasn't treated well, and I just kind of have a chip on my shoulder about that, which I think that chip's okay.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because, you know, it is part of why, you know, that's my reason for why.
It shaped you into the boss you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that helps. Does everyone in Little Big Town, do all four of you have, I don't want to say a side project, because your books and your Instagram, you're cooking the strawberry cake. None of that's a side. I mean, it's like just another expression of your calling.
I brought you goodies. They're in my car.
Okay, great.
Oh, no. They're in my car.
Wait. Well, that's fine. Your car's still here, I think, right?
I hope they're not, like, melty and stuff. Oh my goodness. I totally forgot.
So sweet,
I'm so glad you
Thank
said
you.
That. It's not strawberry cake, though.
Right. That's okay.
I'm so glad.
But does everyone, do all four of y'all have other expressions of what you're called to do? Like, you have your cookbooks and you have your kids' books.
Yeah.
Is everybody working on other stuff?
Everybody has interests.
Yeah.
You know, whether the public will ever see those or not is one thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Karen's passion for fashion, oh, that's good, is
I love it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And also now she's producing some people and she's she writes songs. They all write songs more than me. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, but it's not as much of a passion for me. But she even has a small publishing company, and she's
Amazing.
Really helping people along to get started and that kind of thing, or helping people like re-cultivate themselves and you know, come back out again.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Philip both. Jimmy is always making music, and Philip too, behind the scenes at their homes. Jimmy made, I guess he won't mind if I say, he even made a whole record, and just because he wanted to.
Yeah.
And Philip's always writing songs and always doing things. And Philip has a great affinity for farming.
Okay.
And so he was telling us a couple of days ago he was about to plant his beans, his flat runner beans. and Jimmy also does. He's been planting fruit trees.
Yeah.
And so everybody has like hobbies.
Yes.
And you know, we all dabble and support that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's
too.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because it just feels like when you have your hand, I mean, because if people don't have Oh Gussie, the cookbook, it is such a beautiful, I mean, this is like the Mother's Day gift. It
Aww.
Is such a beautiful, I mean, the writing is beautiful. The recipes are awesome. Also, tomato and apple soup.
Yeah.
I had never even heard about it until I saw it in here.
Really tasty.
Yeah.
It's really
look
good.
At adorable little
That's Daisy. I know.
I mean,
she's so little.
Look at her. She is so
she's
little.
She's so little.
One of our friends sent in a question asking, Gussie is what her grandmother was called as well. Explain to us how you came up with this title.
Did you grow up hearing people go, oh, Gussie? Did you hear that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, in my family, like all the women said, oh, Gussie or Gussie all the time. It was like either a celebratory word or even a hidden cuss word.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's like, oh, Gussie, that's amazing.
Got it.
If you, you know, ruin something, Gussie. You know, it's a both end.
Yeah, that's right.
But I never thought much of it. I just have always said it my whole life. And when we were finding a title for the cookbook, my manager and some other people were like, you have to call it Oh Gussie. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
They said, because you say it all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, okay.
Do people think your name is Gussie? sometimes? Or do they know?
I haven't come across that.
Yeah.
Well, people do call me that, like, just because that's also my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, Gussie,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, that kind of thing. So maybe they do.
I love it. Well, dear everyone, it's Kimberly. It's Kimberly. Okay, what do we not talk about you want to make sure we talk about? Anything missing?
I had some notes.
Okay. Pull out your notes.
Let me see if there is anything else I wanted to.
Why are you so kind to take notes? That is so sweet.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that
came
prepared
so
and
kind.
All that. And first of all, this is not in my notes, but I have so loved your reading the Gospels.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, man. It's
been a joy
so
to get to do.
Good.
Yeah, it has been a joy.
It's so good.
So kind of God that we, I mean, how lucky are we in the English language that we have so many Bibles we can choose from? There are still so many people on earth who don't even have a Bible in their language.
Know.
And we like just get to read it out loud.
Yes, we get to read it out loud.
Five on my shelf.
Oh,
we're so
I know.
Lucky.
You know, that reminds me, this is also not on my list, but that reminds me, we went to play for the troops Thanksgiving of 2004.
Uh-huh.
And we landed in, I believe it was Kyrgyzstan. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to, we had been on a plane for 30 hours.
Sure.
And so I happened to have my Bible out and reading it. And we landed at this, I think it was Kyrgyzstan airport. And the flight attendant came by and she said, you're going to need to put that away. And because for some reason there were people coming on the plane.
Oh, wow.
And I had my Bible there. And
wow.
So that for the first time in my life, I was like, oh, my word.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people can't just pull out their Bible and read it anytime and wherever they want. That struck me so hard.
Yeah. And I've had the hardest time being in the Bible myself this last for like about 2 weeks. My brain's making a lot of decisions. And so when I sit, I just am not doing good reading. So today I was like, Downs, we are getting this together. And I like put on the audio Bible. I like hit Holy Bible app, the YouVersion. I started playing it in my out loud. And I was like, if you're not going to read it, I'm going to make you listen.
I'm going to make you listen. It's awesome.
So,
but I love
grateful.
The Gospels. Like, I was just listening to the Matthew one this morning. And then I love the one, Luke, that with the female perspective.
Oh,
how cool. I never thought about any of that.
I know. Bethany was so, I loved it. Thank you. It's kind of you to listen.
I love it.
I'm grateful to get to do it.
I love it.
Okay, so will you come back? Anytime you want to. If the next project allows for a conversation, we'd love to have you back.
Yes, I'm working on. I've got my fingers in some
stuff. Okay, good.
Yes,
okay, good.
I would love that.
Thank you. You're so happy Mother's Day to you. You're such a good mother.
Thank you,
Annie. It is beautiful
Annie.
To watch. I love being your friend. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. I learned. So. My mother was everything. She was a school teacher, and she spent every extra minute of every day loving on us and doing things for us that made us feel loved, and she's just been incredible. And my daddy too. It's not Father's Day yet, but they are in the same category, you know. Amazing.
I feel very lucky too. We are lucky for the mamas and to get to mother the way we do.
Yes,
so lucky.
That's
so.
Right. And my hubby allows me to mother the way I feel called to mother. And I'm also just so blessed.
That's
there
beautiful.
Too.
All right, love you, friend. Thanks
love
for doing
you,
this
Annie.
You guys, isn't she the best? Oh, my gosh. And listen, if you get a chance to see them live, if you have never seen Little Big Town live, please, just absolutely please, just please. They are so good. So make sure you are following Kimberly on social media. Tell her thank you so much for being on the show. And you've got to go back and watch some of her cooking episodes or shows or reels on her socials. They are so fun. And get your copy of her cookbook, Oh Gussie. What a great Mother's Day gift. It is not too late, gents. If you order today, it will come in time to be to you by Mother's Day. But grab her cookbook, Oh Gussie, and her kid's book, A Dolly for Christmas. It is so sweet. Y'all will absolutely love it. If you have any questions from this episode, just drop them in the Q&A box on your Spotify app if you're a Spotify listener. And you can send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. We'll try to answer them there as well. If you need anything else from me, you know, I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is seeing my mom on Mother's Day. So I cannot wait. Happy Mother's Day to Mrs. F. Downs. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care of yourself this Mother's Day weekend. Whatever you need, take care of yourself. And we'll see you back here on Monday with our friend, Michaelyn Smith, the Nester. Y'all are going to love it. We'll see y'all Monday.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
Two on the microphone, Annie F. Downs in your car to your home. Every week it's on the
new. A deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's alive.